Good morning and welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. It's a Monday morning, March 3rd, 2014. Praise the Lord. He has awakened you and he's awakened me, and we thank God that we can gather around the task of praying, interceding. God bless you on this day. I want to thank you for being on time, and some just come on before prayercast introduction music comes on, the intro music, and you're just waiting and holding, and you're so patient, you're so gracious. Want to thank you for being so on point. Very early in the day. Now, it must mean that you have a day of victory ahead of you, because you're certainly out of the starting blocks on time, in time. Nothing like a good start in any kind of race. Well, I trust that you're feeling like I do. I'm just so glad to be up. And before I go any further, let me give you what I think is a praise report. Well, the big snow didn't come. That's a praise report, at least on my part, because, we've had plenty of that, and we thank God for each day. However, if we don't have to shovel snow today or try to find our way through it, that's a good thing. And so the praise report is that up until this moment, we've had just a dusting. And I don't know what's happening in South Jersey. They were predicted to really get slammed because they missed the party the last time. We received it and they didn't. So I was speaking with some friends just a few days ago that live in South Jersey. And they said they were praying that it does. I says, well, I don't know whose prayers are going to get answered, because I'm praying that we don't get it. And if anybody has to get it, you all do. So we had a good laugh about that. But anyway, I'm awesomely favored and divinely powered and blessed. And today our focus is God gives health. You know, many have been under the weather. Summer much, and I know I was physically slowed up the last 2 or 3 days, but I believed God and just pressed through, and he just enabled and empowered me to do what was on my plate to do. But today we want to pray for those that are sick, those that are believing God for recovery, for healing, for deliverance. We want to stand with them today. And I believe that what God has given us, this power of agreement, and of course, we're standing on the promises of his word. By the way, today is a fast day for us up until 6 p.m. Every Monday, we go from midnight to 6 p.m. on Monday, midnight, that is, on Sunday evening. And we're believing God to increase our faith and our strength, our spiritual and physical strength as well. Want to share with you some promises from the Word of God that will stoke our fires of faith. Hopefully so. And in the book of Mark, chapter 3, and verse 14 to 15, here's what it says. Then he appointed 12, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses, and to cast out devils or demons. Then in Matthew chapter 14, in verse 35 and 36, it reads, and when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into all that surrounding regions, brought to him all who were sick, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched it were made perfectly well. And finally, from the 8th chapter, verse 14 through 17, that's in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8. Now, when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laying sick with a fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. Imagine that. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses." So it's quite clear then from God's word that God does, he gives health, let's put it that way. He doesn't give illness, he gives health. And so we can believe God for health. We can believe God to recover. We can believe God for healing, not just for ourselves, but for others as well. So we want to pray for a few people today, mentioning them by name, so that we are quite specific about the targets of our prayer request on this day. Let us go to the throne of grace. Let us begin immediately. Let us go to the throne of grace. And if there's someone that you want us to pray for, it could be yourself, it could be a friend, a relative, a neighbor, a spouse, a child of yours, it doesn't matter, a grandchild, doesn't matter. We have the power of God and his promises and his word to stand on this day. And so we will agree with you in prayer concerning any illnesses, any need for deliverance. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, because we know you as our Father. We come to you today. And we ask you, Lord, that you would forgive us. We invite your forgiveness. We need it. You promise that if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, Father, we thank you today for the opportunity that we have for forgiveness coming from you, and the cleansing coming from you through the mighty name of Jesus Christ, through his blood, his death, his resurrection, his body being whipped, stripes being placed on him for us. So we thank you on this day. We believe your word, and we incline our ears towards your promises. We thank you, Lord, that they are before us to remind us of your kindness, of your love, of your salvation, of your ability to deliver, to restore, to make whole, even to resurrect. So we thank you today, and we welcome and thank you for your invitation, bringing us into your very presence, so where we'll be reminded, where we'll be able to touch, just like back in the day as you walked the earth, we are able to touch you and we are made perfectly well. because we trust you. We thank you, Lord, for the healing that's in your wings. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I have your lines open, and once again, welcome and thank you for joining us on this Monday morning in our region, in the state of New Jersey, in our great city called Newark. We thank you today, and wherever you are, God is with you, and you can have him touch you, or you touch the hem of his garment, wherever you are, on your own behalf or on the behalf of someone else. But today is a day of healing. You have to believe that. It's a day of healing. You can have your healing today, whatever it is that is troubling your body. God wants you to be well. In the name of Jesus, we command it right now. We want to pray for a few people, and we want to mention them by name. We want to pray for Michelle Lewis, who is in recovery. She is receiving therapy and treatments, and she's staying strong in the Lord. Then we want to pray for Michael Gregory, actually, who is my brother, and he is in recovery, getting well from having had surgery within the last 2 months or so, and he's doing well. Then we want to pray for Etta Bullock, and she is also recovering. She's in treatments and in therapy, and she's a senior citizen, and God is just doing a work in her, not just in her body, but in her spirit as well. Then there's Christine Bullock, which is her daughter, actually. She asked for prayer on yesterday. She is having some issues with her sight, and so we are believing God today for her to be touched and be healed completely at the very source of that issue. Then there's a couple of people. In fact, there is a couple who just recently got married in December, and they're having some tremendous difficulty, not between them, but circumstantially around them. And so right now they are staying in a shelter, the two of them. These are people that love God, and they had some issues relating to the church they were attending and all of that. And so we want to believe God. I know Stacy, who is the wife's name, she's a recovering, and she's been delivered from addictions and from the streets, and a similar situation to a lesser extent with her husband. So they're both serving the Lord now. And so we thank God for that. So we pray that the enemy would not be able to disrupt their walk with God, no matter what. And then we want to pray for Deanna Powers. She is trusting God as well for a complete restoration, complete rebuilding, a new life in him. And there are many obstacles or hindrances that do appear, and we want to believe God with her for a complete victory, overcoming all of those issues. Then, last but not least, there's Tammy Khalil. And Tammy is in recovery right now. She's in rehab. And we pray that her strength would increase in the Lord. he would be able to keep her from the reach of the adversary, and that God would be able to utilize the vessel that he created, which is Tammy. So these are some people that, right off the top of our heads, that that need our prayer. So I'll ask you to join me in praying for these. Now, if you have someone, it could be yourself, or it could be someone in your family, or a friend, or neighbor, or someone, co-worker. Well, you just add their name to this list, because we're believing God, because God is answering prayer. We had Wanda Holland testify on yesterday of how God just did a miracle in her husband's life. He was in the intensive care unit a little more than a week ago, and he was expected to be there for weeks in the hospital at least. Well, he's been out since, I believe, on Thursday of last week, so he was only there for a few days. She asked for prayer, and we complied with that and believed God, and God touched him, and he's home, up and around, back in his usual mode. So God is answering prayer, so we just trust him, and he will continue to do more of the same. Heavenly Father, we attend to your word, and we incline our ears to your sayings. We will not let them depart from before our eyes. We keep them in the midst of our hearts, for they are life and healing to all our flesh, according to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 22. As you were with Moses, so are you with us. Our eyes are not dim, neither is our natural vigor diminished. Blessed are our eyes, for they see, and our ears, for they hear. No evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling, for you have given angels charge over us. They keep us in all our ways, in our pathways, life. You've also placed healing and health, according to Psalm 91, verse 10 and 11. You took all of our infirmities, bore all of our sicknesses. Therefore, we refuse to allow sickness to dominate our bodies. The life of God flows within us, even now, bringing healing to every fiber of our bodies, every fiber of our being. We are redeemed from the curse, and life, healing, is flowing in our bloodstream right now in the name of Jesus. It flows to every cell of our bodies, restoring life and health in the name of Jesus. Huh. Life is a reality in our bodies right now, and in our flesh. We are being restored even now, and everyone that we are praying for today, because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So we make a demand on our bodies to release the right chemicals and hormones. We command our bodies to be in perfect chemical balance. every part of our bodies is secreting the right amount of hormones for health. So through your word, you have imparted your life to us, and that life restores our bodies with every breath that we breathe, every word that we speak, according to John chapter 6 and verse 63. That which God has not planted is dissolved and rooted out of our bodies in the name of Jesus. Every virus, every unhealthy tissue is made healthy. Every virus that the enemy has sent our way is destroyed in the name of Jesus. And your word is engrafted into every fiber of our being, and we are alive with your life. All growths and tumors have no right in our bodies. They are things of the past, for we are delivered through the authority of the kingdom of light. We are delivered from the authority of the kingdom of darkness. Every organ and tissue of our bodies function in the perfect design that you created them to function. So we forbid any malfunction in our bodies. In the name of Jesus, we are healed. And everyone that we're joining our faith to and believing God for healing is healed as of now in the name of Jesus. Let the doctors and the technicians and the health professionals, let them be awed at what you're able to do, because you are the head of every professional medical team. You are the head. You are the chief in residence. So we thank you today, hallelujah, for your healing. We rebuke every effort, every strategy, every plot of the adversary to steal, to kill, and or destroy. We command Satan to take up his weapons and to flee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Believe God, because healing comes from him. He's the one that gives health. In the name of Jesus. I'm wondering if Christine LeMay is on with us this morning. Are you on, Christine? Hello?
Hello?
Are you there, Chris? How are you feeling today?
Much better than a couple of days ago. My throat is still bothering me and my sinuses.
Okay.
But I'm just trusting in God and accepting that prayer for my healing.
That's right. Put your hand. Put your hand on your head. Put your right hand now. It's got to be the right hand. Right hand is the hand is a it's the hand of favor. The right hand. Put the right hand on your head. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for the healing that is here in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the healing that is present. Your healing virtue is present right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Every passage is clear. Every infection is gone.
In the name of Jesus.
And there's the release Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Of Hallelujah. Healing energy and virtue, wellness,
yes,
health, to every passage.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, every virus, every disease is destroyed
yes,
right
in
now.
Jesus.
In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Let the healing flow. Wherever you are, whatever is going on with you, put your right hand on that spot.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Believe God, Lord.
Yes, oh God. Oh,
right
yes, Lord.
Now. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And if you're praying for someone else, and you know what their the location of their particular issue, put your right hand on that spot, on you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
By your stripes, we are.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're believing you for all kinds of deliverance.
Yes,
whatever
Lord.
It is, all kinds
yes.
of deliverance. In the name of Jesus, the enemy must take up his weapons and he must flee. In the name of Jesus,
glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the name
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Healing belongs to us. It's the children's
yes,
prayer.
Lord,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord. Whatever God is in their life,
Hallelujah.
The more you will
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deliverance is here.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Praise,
praise
your name.
The name of the Lord.
Oh, yes, right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Honor be to your name,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Like there is day in your life, oh God, in you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, oh God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
praise
yes.
the name
yes.
of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory and honor be to your name, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of God.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Walk in health.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory and honor be to your name, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your healing power, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you for your strength.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we claim it in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We claim it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Bless the name of the Lord.
Every person born is mended right now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for healing.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
I believe
Jesus.
The Holy Spirit just dropped
Jesus.
Aaron Moore's name into my spirit. You know, they're from Antigua. And They went back a couple of months ago, and I haven't been in touch. We haven't been in touch, but ever so often they come into my, him and his wife, Diane, they come into my thoughts. And so let us pray for Aaron Moore and his wife, Diane, and believe God. You know, when God puts someone on your heart and your mind, you want to pray for them. You may not know what the situation is, if in fact there is a situation, but you just pray. I learned that a long time ago. Yeah, you just pray. You don't have to know all the details. Father, we thank you for healing for Aaron right now, for health for Diane even now. Father, we thank you for meeting their every need, and every need is met by Christ Jesus. Father, continue to watch and to cover them, using your ministering angels to surround them, to minister to them. Father, touch Aaron's body right now, and we thank you for continued recovery and healing in the name of Jesus. Continued deliverance. And we thank you for Diane and for touching her body in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing even now. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God is good. Now, on Wednesday of this week, which is day after tomorrow, we begin to pray through the 2014 edition of the prayer guide, Seek God for the City. And we'll begin to go through that on Wednesday. On Wednesday, the first day, which is day one, well, I have my prayer guide in front of me. Now, it begins on Wednesday and it ends on Palm Sunday, which is April 13th, which is 2 days before Passover. I want that to sink in. Here is what's happening, friend. God is moving us from holidays to holy days.
Amen.
I want to repeat that, because that one calls for prayer and meditation so that the Holy Spirit will continue to quicken us. We're moving from holidays to holy days. Holy days are days that God set for us to observe. Holidays are man-made. And they may not necessarily be evil, but we need to pay attention to the holy days. God wants us to observe the holy days. So Passover is a high holy day, and it begins on, specifically on April 15th. For those 2 days, the 15th and the 16th, we'll be celebrating Passover actively. We want to join Bethel Church Ministries, Inc. That's Dr. Gloria Harris's church. They will be having a Passover Seder. And it's kosher, by the way. And then we are believing God to have one on the 16th, which is the next evening, that Wednesday. And we hope for that to be kosher. So we're learning and we're willing to move in God's will and under his direction. That's where the blessings are, when we line up. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it, and you'll be hearing more and more about it, and you will need to register by the 28th, the 28th of this month, which is a Sunday, I believe, or something. But you, we must, you must register. You won't be able to attend if you're not registered, because seating is limited and it's first come, first serve. You see what I'm saying? First come. It's a first come basis. So if you'd like to participate in that, you know, begin to line up your sight on that. So on Wednesday, we begin to seek God, and this, and it says, "Seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, O Lord, I shall seek." Psalm 27:8. Okay, so that's what's waiting in the wings for us, beginning on Wednesday. Well, I trust that you would have an awesome day today, and God is already blessed in this region. We only had a dusting of snow.
Thank
which
you,
means
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. You don't have any major shoveling or anything to do. I never look forward to that. So God is good. So we thank God, and we ask for grace for those who are getting slammed elsewhere, and albeit it might be in South Jersey. We have friends that we love down there, so Lord help them if in fact they are receiving what is done. So praise God. Okay, I want to thank you once again for joining us, and being a real prayer partner and a real team player. This is so important. We're seeing God answer prayers, and that's thrilling to be a part of and to watch and to observe. So you're part of that. So God bless you, and thank you for joining us. And we look forward to being with you again at 6 a.m. on tomorrow morning, bright and early. Have a victorious day today. That's what you want to do. You want to be in victory.
Hello.
Yes. You want to be in peace. And I do want to share a benediction with you so that you are thoroughly outfitted or supplied, so to speak. It says, it comes from the third book of John, chapter 1, verse 2. It says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." Remember, be in health, just as your soul prospers. Believe God. Trust Him today. Walk with Him. God bless you. We love you.
Have a blessed day.
Hallelujah. Shalom, everyone.
Hallelujah.
Bless everyone. Bless you, Pastor.
Thank you.
And God bless everyone.
God bless you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.